Hundreds of companies are getting away with dumping contaminated waste into public sewers, potentially damaging the infrastructure and the environment. Data from 68 councils shows some of the biggest companies have repeatedly breached their trade waste consents over the last year, but none have been prosecuted. And due to a legislative error, they can't be fined either. RNZ can reveal successive governments have known about the issue for nearly two decades. Here's investigative journalist Anusha Bradley with the story.
Dunedin City Council Senior Compliance Officer Frank Van Beto knows when the Mosgiel rendering company Wallace Group is unlawfully dumping its waste down the drain. The sewage gushing into the wastewater treatment plant turns blood red and the visceral fatty liquid wreaks havoc.
The grease can coat what we call the UV lamps, which we have used for disinfection purposes, coats that, and it all has to be cleaned.
The sewage also has to be retreated before being discharged out to sea, which the Wallace Group does pay for. But that only happens when the plant has spare capacity.
But our times when we can't, then yes, we'd have to discharge it and there could be a breach of our regional council resource consent.
These scenes of contamination flushing into public sewers are replaying throughout the country. Information obtained from nearly every district and city council shows there are at least 270 companies that have sent contaminated waste down the drain in the past year in breach of their consent, and most have multiple breaches. They include big names like Fonterra, Tally's, AFCO, McCain's, Ernest Adams, Yoplait and Heartland Potato Chips. Others, such as Tasman Tanning, are less well known, but its leather factories in Whanganui and Timaru have racked up hundreds of breaches by discharging too much fat, sulphide, ammonia and the toxic heavy metal chromium. Wastewater expert Tara O'Khan says too much fat can block a sewer, while other chemicals can create dangerous gases and damage the infrastructure and environment it's eventually discharged into.
The trade waste is usually a lot more toxic than the other thing, and consequently, even though it is a small complement, it can have a major impact. It can kill a river.
Not a single company's been prosecuted in the past year for trade waste breaches because it's too costly and complex an undertaking for councils. The Local Government Act intended to give councils the power to fine those who break bylaws, but a legal loophole prevented that happening. The Principal Policy Advisor at Local Government New Zealand, Mike Reid, explains.
Crown were advised that the way the legislation was written, it actually required a regulation to be written for every bylaw that a council wished to use. You know, when you imagine there are 78 councils wanting to write bylaws, it would be totally, utterly impractical.
Local Government New Zealand has written to every incoming local government minister for the past 18 years, urging them to fix the legislation as intended, but their pleas have been ignored. The local government minister, Nanaia Mahuta, says she's only recently been made aware of the issue and will seek advice on the matter. In the meantime, Mr. O'Khan says some industries are getting away with polluting the environment.
You have industries that deliberately push their consent so close to the mark to maximise profit. They're essentially cowboys running roughshod over our environment. They don't want to fix the problems. They want to maximise shareholder value. And those are the industries where we need greater tools to bring them to account.
He says national trade waste standards, monitored by a body such as the Environmental Protection Agency, would go some way to resolve this. Back down south, the rendering company Wallace Group admits it's been dumping too much blood and fat down the drain for years, but it says new filters being installed to ensure this doesn't happen anymore will be working by next month. For Morning Report, Anusha Bradley.